Now, I'm opening a brand new CD from Inverness entertainer Ronnie Ross, Memories of Scotland. We have Ronnie in the studio with us, and we're going to have a wee chat with Ronnie. But first of all, a song, a very popular song, Home to Inverness. On the road that leads me home to Inverness.
O'er the highland hills and bends, through the valleys and the glens, I will take once more the road that I love best. O'er the lonely heather moors, I will wander as before, on the road that leads me home to Inverness. I have wandered all around, and much beauty I have found.
Home to Inverness from Ronnie Ross's new album, Memories of Scotland. And it's welcome to Ronnie Ross. Welcome to the programme, Ronnie.
Great to see you, John.
Nice to have you. It's unusual to get you on a Thursday night, I'm sure.
Well, it's one night off and I don't know how many.
And quite a lot, yeah.
It's great to see you.
Well, the album, Memories of Scotland, it was a Memories of Scotland already, but you've got quite an amusing story about why it's come out again.
Well, when I recorded this album originally, and it was called Memories of Scotland, I recorded it at Phil Cunningham's studio out at Agus. But the first day of recording, I fell down with the flu. I mean, literally, I was floored with it.
Something like our Mrs. Mac tonight.
Just the way the poor woman is just now. And I was feeling so bad, but had to carry on with the album because we had musicians booked and we had an engineer up from Glasgow and we had the place booked out for an entire week. So we went ahead and recorded the album, and it went very well, but some of the vocals and things weren't the way that I really wanted them. I was a bit croaky. So I've gone back to the album and redone some of them, completely re-recorded some of them, recorded some new material as well, and taken a few Scottish songs off some of the older albums, put it all together and made one big Scottish album.
Great.
And put it out, had it remastered, and it's sounding great, I think.
Yeah, well, that, of course, Home to Inverness was written by your late father, Stuart,
who has
written quite a number of songs.
Oh, he's written a lot of songs.
And all very popular, too, because a lot of other artists singing, well-known singing artists, have taken them and put them on recordings as well.
Well, in the Scottish scene, Jim McLeod, the Alexander Brothers, the Tartan Lads, and Callum Kennedy, many others,
yeah,
recorded his songs. And in the country scene, you had people as big as Daniel O'Donnell,
yeah,
and many of the Irish artists, and people like Colorado over here recorded his stuff. So.
Right, but it's obviously that you're going to keep the songs going. By you've recorded quite a few of them yourself, which would be natural.
Yeah, I've recorded most of them over the years. I think, yeah, I've run out of them now.
Now, anything else about this album that we should be telling folk about? And well, Memories of Scotland is the first one going to be put aside now, or can they still have the first original?
No, the first one's been deleted now.
Deleted.
But there's 18 tracks on this one, and it's a longer album, and it's all Scottish. There was a few easy listening ones on the other one, and they've been taken off and been replaced by Scottish tracks. There's a couple of instrumentals, and the rest is all vocal tracks.
Super, and this one was done in your own studio, was it?
Yeah, in the main, and it's been remastered there as well,
yeah,
with the help of my brother Stuart, who's a technical whiz kid, so many thanks to him, he's done a brilliant job.
Super stuff, and if they go onto your website, I was looking at it, and the studio looks very impressive.
Yeah, I'm very busy with the studio, actually.
You are?
Yes.
How do you find time for studio work when you're... Well, you do this during the day and then out singing at night at all the
That's
different...
That's exactly
places.
What I do. I'm resident in different hotels around the Highlands in the evening.
In the summertime. Or
then,
even any time, are you?
All the year round.
All the year round.
And then during the day I work in the studio and work with other people and produce their albums, and so it's great.
Super. Well, we'll listen to another track now. Which one are you picking for us?
I think When the Heather Bells Will Bloom Again.
Yes.
It's an old Andy Stewart track. But
This is an Andy Stewart.
It's a song I love.
You do. Right, we'll listen to that one now, Ronnie.
I will go back to my homeland for it's there that I long to be. I will go back now to my own land, to the land that's ever called me. It's no more my step to wander, it is there I'll go and then I will find all I long for yonder, when the heather bells will bloom again. There is love there in my homeland, sweet rose in the morning dew.